What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. You know what today is? Today is Monday, and we do something every Monday that's called Metric Mondays. And I thought for the month of December, we would look back at our favorites for the year. And today is a great one. It's episode 877 with our leader, Dr. Barrett Straub, called What's Your Production Story? I want you to listen to this, because you have to know the story behind your production. Just because you might produce $2 million and your buddy produces $2 million, it doesn't mean it's the same practice. They could be completely different. That's why you have to know your story. So here it is. I want you to listen up. And we also created something called the Financial Gaps Calculator, where you can actually see that story, get a printed report, and understand your practice better than you ever have. If you go down to the show notes and click the link, it'll take you right to our brand new Financial Gaps Calculator. Please fill it out. You'll know more about your practice in the next 10 minutes than you probably have all year. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to another amazing edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. You know what today is Monday. And if you've been following along, we do something every Monday. It's called Metric Mondays. And our job here is to give you some bite-sized pieces of information to help you think better about your practice. And I've got my co-star. He's actually the star. I'm just the co-star in this journey, Dr. Barrett Straub. And we're back telling the story, and we're going to tell an amazing story today. So thanks for being here, brother. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday to you. Glad to be here.
Yeah. So, you know, as we've been doing this, and again, if you've been listening to the podcast, I hope you're having these moments. You're like, whoa, because when you get these numbers right, you have unlocked this amazing algorithm for the rest of your life. And today we're going to be talking about what? Where are we going to go today, Barrett?
Today, our Metric Monday topic is, what is your production story? And we're going to weave in the annual patient value metric, or KPI, which you've heard us talk about prior and in the past. But we're going to talk about your production story, and your numbers do tell a story, and we're going to help you be able to determine what that story is, because that story is going to tell you a lot about your practice and what your days look like.
Right. Now, I think we need to, if you're jumping in new and hot on this podcast, yeah, you know that we've been talking about a story. And so, Barrett, I'd love for you to tell us why we need a story. And I'll start it. Like, if you're at a Spear with your buddy in 1.5, 1.5 gross production, those are two different practices. There's a story behind production. Can you add some context? What's the story you're going to tell us?
Yeah. We talk about leading and lagging indicators, and the ultimate lagging indicator and our least favorite KPI is gross production. And so at the end of the year, so at the end of 2024, every dentist went and said, ooh, I produced X. Let's say it was $1.5 million. You're a solo private practice dentist. You produce 1.5. Now, you could theoretically have two practices that produce the same, the gross production, but how they got there could be vastly different. And so just because we produced a number, there's more to the story. And so what your production story is going to tell you is how you got to your gross production. And so let me introduce a couple things. So one is annual patient value. Another is active patients. And then obviously gross production. And so annual patient value is this magic KPI that basically takes your revenue and divides by the number of active patients. And that is such a valuable tool. Let me pose it two different ways. There's two spectrums of the business model. If you've been listening to this Metric Monday story, if you've been attending our study club meetings in Milwaukee, you hear us talk about the business model spectrum. On one end, we have high volume, low profit margin. Those two often go hand in hand, and we explain why. On the other side of the spectrum, you have low volume, high profit margin. And so what I'm getting at here is you can, two different practices can reach $1.5 million of gross production in two different ways. One is going to do a lot of dentistry on a small number of patients. So low volume, a smaller number of patients, high profit margin, meaning highly profitable dentistry, comprehensive dentistry. They're going to do per patient a lot of dentistry. The other end of the spectrum is high volume, so a lot of patients, and we're going to do a little bit of dentistry. So a little bit of dentistry, one to two tooth dentists on a lot of patients, and we can get to 1.5 million. We're going to see a ton of patients. The other side, we're going to do a lot of dentistry on less patients and still get to $1.5 million. Now, those days look very, very different.
Yeah.
You know, and so that's one of the things why, if we just know a practice's number of active patients and their gross production and their annual patient value, we can pretty much analyze a practice and say, I know what your days look like. I know if you're writing off a lot or a little. I know where on that spectrum you sit. Most sit somewhere in between those two extremes. And why this is important is not for us as dentists to say, I did 1.5. That's great. That's important. That's the first step. Now, what did that feel like? What did that do to my life? How's my team culture working, you know, the model I'm working? And is that what I want? A lot of our clients find themselves in a business model they didn't want. They didn't strategically identify as being their goal. They just kind of got there by happenstance, by accident. And there's lots of different ways we do that. And so what the production story says is when you're burnt out, when you're too busy or not busy enough, we can start to dig in beyond gross production, beyond active patients and say, what is my production story now? And how do I want to write that story, you know, going forward?
Yeah. And so I'm going to make this messy for a minute and then Barrett's going to clean it up like he does. But when he said APV, annual patient value, number of active patients and gross production, I want you to think about that. Now he's going to guide us out of this, but let me tell you what happens when you don't do this. When your APV is low, you need a lot of them. So this is the point in the podcast where you have to decide as a dentist. You got to put your flag in the ground and go, this is the kind of dentist I want to be. Do you want to be chasing 4,100 patients? Or do you say to yourself, listen, I want to do 1,500 patients. I want to find the right type of people. Full well knowing I got to replace 17% of my patient base every year. And these people are going to refer more of the same type of people. So, and you have to do that now. Because if you don't, your practice will be flooded intentionally by the insurance companies of what you didn't want. And now you're going to be reverse engineering this. So I just made us messy. Barrett, guide us out of here.
Yeah, you made it messy in a good way. Because this is not straightforward. We have to like get out of our mindset and just think for a minute. So if my goal is to produce $1.5 million and I only collect or I generate revenue of X dollars per active patient, I can do the math and say, I need a ton of patients. So if I have $300 per active patient in revenue, I need a ton of patients if I'm going to get to 1.5. Now, the worst business model is low volume, low profit margin, right? Those are startups or businesses about to go out of business. And so the reason that we have high volume, lots of patients with a low profit margin, is exactly what I'm talking about. I need to produce. I'm producing a little bit on each patient. And instead of raising the per patient amount of dentistry we do, I'm just going to get a bunch of patients. So think of the big churn and burn practices where they're, you know, booking out years and months and doing a little bit of dentistry, and they're seeing a ton of patients. I got 72 new patients this month. I'm just churning through. The reason most people don't want to work at that pace. The reason they do is it's a simple numbers game. If I see less patients, I'm going to produce less. But if we're smart enough, we can say, if I do more per patient, if I raise my APV, if I raise my production per day, production per hour, production per visit, if I collect more money per active patient, guess what? I don't need as many patients. Now, there's a balance, right? And everyone is going to find that sweet spot of busyness, of volume, of profitability. But my point is we can produce more. How do you produce more? You either see more patients or do more dentistry per patient. And it's up to us to find that balance. And unfortunately, most people fill any gap in production gap simply with more numbers, more volume, versus sitting back and analyzing, how do I do a higher level of care? How do I do a little bit more comprehensive dentistry on my 1,300 patients that I have? Why get 1,800 or 1,900 patients per full-time dentist if you could do the same amount of production or more and be more profitable doing it in 1,300?
Yeah, so good.
It's easier. It's more streamlined. It's simpler. But we have to, you know, this could be a four-hour podcast on differentiation and skills and all that. But, right, it's simple math. If we just think of how much do I want to produce, how many patients do I have, therefore, how much revenue do I have to collect per that 1,500 patients and be able to do it. You can also reverse it and say, boy, I'd really love to raise my gross production. Great. Raise it by 20%. Is that even possible? Okay, well, I have 1,500 patients and my annual patient value is currently this. Does that math even work? And when it doesn't, you're going to say, well, I got two options. I can get a bunch more new patients and actually work faster. More volume, or I can say, what if I did a little more on those same 1,500 patients? Now my gross production goes up, and I'm still only working my same 8 hours, and I'm working a little less within those hours. So,
yeah, and this is where I'm just going to tell you, you're going to need the help of a good coach to help you think of it. And I'll throw in a couple. Like, Barrett and I can do a chart audit to whoever's listening to this. We can find $1 million worth of dentistry on the charts in the people that you already have. So there's an opportunity there. And also, I'm the less politically correct one. New patients are sometimes the worst. So, like, if you have 100 new patients, I can already tell you half of them probably aren't showing up, you know, because we're booking them out so far. And why are they coming to you? Because they found you in an ad, they found you on insurance. So these are just good questions you have to ask yourself. And I'll leave with one last thing, and then we'll do countermeasures and wrap up. But Barrett, I think you would agree, like, whatever your production story is, learn your story. And it doesn't have to be perfect. Like, you might be listening to this going, okay, I got 2,100 patients and my APV isn't that high. If you improve your story and you start learning about the story, you're going to be amazed by how much better your practice is month over month, quarter over. You don't need to go to perfect and you don't need to get out of network. You just got to improve that story month over month. Would you agree?
Yeah, absolutely. So, if you're at home and you're like, okay, what do I do today with this knowledge? I want you to do a couple things. One, I want you to get in your office and pull the number of how many active patients you have. Now, an active patient is defined as having visited your office in the last 18 months. So an active patient is active because they've been in your office, right? You have patients of record that are in your dentric system that you have a file, but they haven't been in. They're in your system, but they're not what we call an active patient, nor do the software. So an active patient means that they've been in your office. Now, for benchmarks, for a solo general dentist, the benchmark is 1,300 to 1,500 patients. Our best fee-for-service practices need way less than that, 1,000 sometimes, 950 in extreme cases. Our highest volume Low APV, high volume, low profit margin practices need more than 1,500, upwards of 18, 19, sometimes 2,000 per full-time equivalent. So you can do the math. If you have three partners, you just times that by three. That'd be, you know, the benchmark would be 4,500 patients. So one, how many active patients do you have? And number two, just kind of roughly do the math. Like, oh my gosh, I've got to see all those patients if they're going to remain active. How many days am I planning to work this year? And if you're planning to work less than last year, you will be busier in those same in those days than you were last year, unless you're going to reduce your active patients, right? This is just simple math. So if you're like, I'm running too fast already, I want to work a few less days, but no, I'm still going to produce more. We have a math slash behavioral challenge. The math doesn't work. Okay. Now, the other side of that is then saying, okay, what's my APV? Meaning, how much revenue do I collect per patient? Now, you could do the math and say, but what would happen if my APV went up by $100 per patient? Now you could say, you could do the math and say, I need less patients now. So now you have this two-pronged approach. Like every time I do more dentistry, every time I raise my annual patient value, I decrease this pressure of getting new patients. I decrease this pressure of needing to see all these people. Because what happens when you have 1,923 active patients per dentist, you can't take many vacations. Mm-hmm. Because how many times have we heard this, Kirk? Like, I have to see all these people. I have to serve all these people. They're booked out 7, 8, 9 months in hygiene. I can't take a vacation. And then the next step is what? Well, I got to hire someone to help me see all these people.
Yeah.
Now we're further. Now we're locked in the concrete now of this high volume practice. That if you want that, go for it. Go nuts. But don't, you can see how this happens without us knowing it. And before too long, it's like, I got two practices, seven associates. My life is miserable. I don't want this. I want to go be a comprehensive dentist. Now, the time to make that call was about 5 years ago, three practices and six associates ago. So I want us to think about this production story and then match it to what you thought or want your story to say, and then say, how far apart am I? And then we can start, then with our help and our advice, we can start saying, okay, if you want to move to that side of the spectrum, here are some of the things you can do and some strategies.
Yeah, totally agree. And again, our goal is to keep these short and to the point. And you might be thinking, if you're listening to this, well, this just sounds really complicated. I'm here to tell you, it's way more complicated not to know this and just work harder and harder, because you can't unbuild operatories. You have to know what you're doing before you do them. And the goal of this is to give you some great homework to think about that. Now, if you're stuck, a couple things we'll add. We have created the Best Practices Association for a good reason, to help you put your flag in the ground and establish an amazing business and tell yourself a story about how great being a dentist it is. And you can join us for free. So if you go back to the Apple App Store, if you're struggling with any of this, come back here. It's free. Go to the Apple App Store, search Best Practices Association or Google Play. You're going to see there's a whole bunch of resources. You can start for free. You can upgrade to premium teams. And you can even come to the TTT Study Club and learn from some of the best. And if you've tried everything and you're like, you guys, I've tried everything, just wave the flag and we'll come help you. And we can assign a pro coach and help you. We will make you do this for your family and for your practice. So don't struggle. So again, the point is this: figure out the production story. Barrett gave you a great timeline for it. Figure it out. Take a look at it. If you need help, reach out to us. Thank you for being on, brother. Appreciate you.
My pleasure. My pleasure.
All right,
we'll do it again next week.
Absolutely. It's 17 minutes, 11 seconds. Look, I feel like awesome. I got to do a timestamp every time. So, all right.
next week, we'll keep it under 15 minutes next week.
I will do our best. So stick around.
We'll try. Okay.
Stick around while we say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening on this great Monday. I hope your week is a great week. And again, figure out the production story. Keep showing up on Metric Mondays, where we're going to ask you great questions, give you some great thinking and help you improve your practice and your life. So until you guys hear from us next, or we see you next, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. You guys enjoy your day. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.